Greetings, everyone. Are you ready for an accelerated course in higher consciousness? This is how our global village will get ahead of the accelerated rate of change we are now seeing in the world. It won't be with the same consciousness that created the problems we see. It will be with a new consciousness that is now evolving with the angels of our better nature. Welcome to Cosmic Love.
Well, howdy, howdy. This is Christopher Rudy with Cosmic Love for July 21st, 2018. I'm back from a camping experience up in the Montana wilderness with my two sons, and I'm charged up with nature's glory and thought I'd do a major three-part compendium on the systemic transformation in all our global social, political, and economic institutions. Couldn't think of anything better to do. So these three parts will be published in the show notes when this podcast is published in a few days. But if you're on a computer and can open another window, you can go to the 2018 Global Upgrade and open the blog I just published, which has these three parts. So I'm just going to take it from the top. This is all about the real revolution, which is the evolution of consciousness. Of course, there's graphics I've provided, infographics, there's videos, there's article links that I provide in these three parts. I'm giving kind of a general overview narrative of it so that now and or in the future, especially when you've got these links up on the show notes for the page that will be the podcast that will be published here in a few days, you'll be able to click on either one or the sequence of these three parts, which are number one, transcending deep state depression with, how the high state transforms the deep state, what the high state is, and understanding of the deep state, and how as the high state, matures, evolves, naturally neutralizes the deep state, then a little overview there. Number two is the mindful mediation of the mass media, a high state upgrade of social media. Again, there's this term of the high state, what the high state is as far as social conscience and global social networks and how it's transforming and transcending the social media matrix as we've known it. Part three is the Alliance Ascension Process Unveiled. This is in regard to revelations as they reset collective unity and diversity, this global evolution, revolution, revelations. So, I mean, this is kind of some heady stuff. Those who have been following my work with the 2018 Global Upgrade since the first of the year, you've got some momentum on the subject. And I have been basically massaging this message increasingly and going deeper into this understanding of this process of conscious evolution, which is really the real revolution that's going on, this global evolution in consciousness that is accelerating. And it's a dimensional shift. I've talked about that in many shows and what that dimensional shift looks like. Understanding of it, I'll be going into that in the show in part, and the overview here is basically a love sandwich. Now, when I say that, I'm going to be combining layers of food for thought regarding both the high state and deep state revelations. So chew this well for optimal assimilation. And as you're chewing, ask yourself, I mean, is it true that the best government is self-government as empowers our wisdom with enlightened love? And are you aware that power corrupts our social media and that absolute media power corrupts absolutely? And would you agree that inordinate love of power must be checked and balanced by the ordained power of love? So I'll be going into this, and based on your response, consider the global drama of evolution, revolution, revelations now going mainstream. So that's kind of like my intro to this. Part one, I'll be going right into this understanding of this process of transcending deep state depression, end of the cabal, rise of the high state of us as united sovereigns of Earth. So what I'm referring to is the global internet culture that has succeeded to the point where this instant everywhere and interactive upgrade, you know, general enlightenment, has stripped the mask off the deep state cabal of highly centralized, top-down corporatocracy. You know, the inversion, subversion, and perversion of democracy that we understand as, you know, constitutional principles for the adjudication of public power. So witness how the love of power, of the power elite, so to speak, has monopolized profit and power while socializing the cost, public austerity, to pay for the systemic corruption. Now, I'm going to be going through this understanding of this process that's been going on, the dynamics of it, and a lot of global netizens, you know, global citizens on the internet. What is it? There's almost 3 billion global netizens now. And there's an increasing number of global netizens that have been enlightened with the search capabilities of basically, you know, searching and finding, you know, what they need to know about what's really going on within, through the eyes of independent media that is exposing, you know, the, you might say, the embedded deep state media. And there's just a lot of people worldwide that are now well aware that the power elite potentates of the corporatocracy cabal are the antithesis of the founders' intent for government of, by, and for the people. So it's the deep state intelligence agencies, you know, the CIA, et cetera, and there's what they say, there's 17 different intelligence agencies. Well, many of those are associated with the deep state, and there's others that are more affinity, have more affinity with what's called the white hats of the high state, you know, of that are based on constitutional principles. And a lot of the deep state agencies, they want a global enemy for World War III to make a killing for the military-industrial complex. I mean, deep state corporate media has been embedded with CIA agents for decades, Operation Mockingbird, etc. And, you know, serious students of this subject are aware of what Operation Mockingbird is, you know, the CIA influence in the corporate media, and anyone can do a search on that Operation Mockingbird and get a lot more information on it if you're new to the subject. But the point here is that every year there's more than $1 billion federal dollars go to these intelligence agencies to script the news. You know, that the war empire wants us to believe. Now, when I say the war empire, I'm talking about the military-industrial complex and all the affiliated corporate influences that are really into maintaining the status quo with big banks, big oil, big war, big media, you know, big control of the social, political, the economic resources of the masses. So what we're seeing now in the media is a really big blow up of contention over this issue of Trump and Russia. And if Trump makes friends with Russia, public unity dooms the war racket. I mean, the healthy economic upgrade will emerge. But the deep state media, of course, the last thing they want is friends. You know, they want to continue. The deep state is deeply entrenched with the military-industrial complex and basically the war profiteers. They don't want peace. You know, global peace is the end of the military-industrial complex, just like global holistic health, you know, in the vision of these really advanced technologies for holistic healing, are the end of you know, the medical industrial complex as we've known it. You know, big pharma drugs for whatever ails you. So these are the dynamics that are going on, that are behind the scenes. We don't get this perspective from the boob tube, you know, the deep state media. And what we're seeing is that there's a process going on of public awakening to the problem and the solution. And we're seeing that this whole endless war that's been going on now since Afghanistan was invaded, I mean, this endless terror war has created a devolution of social consciousness and has caused a kind of a dysfunction and dystopia with extreme cognitive dissonance between the propaganda press, you know, deep state media, and independent social media. I mean, this is a war for our hearts and minds. This is like referred to as InfoWars. And whether you call it the shadow government or the deep state cabal or collusion of giant global corporate powers, whether you call it fascism, tyranny, or authoritarianism, the last American Revolution called it taxation without representation. Then the enemy was the British Empire. Today the enemy is the U.S. Empire, or as Pogo said, we have met the enemy and he is us. So in the vlog, I posted a video called about the American Empire Defined. And it's a short vignette. I mean, most Americans don't think of ourselves as the empire. You know, the empire has a negative connotation in Star Wars. You know, the empire is like the dark side of the force, you know, the dark side, deep state, you know, intergalactically, so to speak. And we don't think of, you know, Americans like to think of, you know, of ourselves in a good light and how we're exporting democracy worldwide. We don't think of ourselves as an empire. Well, the criteria, there's three different facts to defining this American empire. This short video goes into this, and this is published here and back in February by, it's called the Peace Report, and basically it kind of goes to the heart of the situation. And if you're not aware of the open info war between the American Empire's deep state embedded media and independent internet media's promotion of a global high state, then you haven't been paying attention or really don't care much about the huge event that's shaping up for 2018 global upgrade. This has been my theme since the first of the year, and the articles that I have archived at 2018 global upgrade have continued back to this theme of understanding what's going on with independent media versus, you know, deep state media, the cabal, you know, the control matrix. So this process is the natural evolution of the computer internet revolution of instant everywhere, interactive, unified field, unity consciousness that's been engendered by our new net reality with the internet. We're a global village, you know, in principle, you know, with this, our new instant everywhere interactive capabilities, but we're still divided and conquered by you might say walls in the mind that are created by deep state media that continue to focus on fear and violence and negative creation of what I refer to as sin, stuck in negativity. You know, just, so basically, it creates a codependence on the deep state, you know, big government, for salvation. And of course, the high state is quite the opposite. It's the unified field consciousness, the unity consciousness, you know, unity and diversity that is the natural fruit of our new instant everywhere interactive global village capability, you know, the family of mankind in a global village. So the article that I featured at this point in the narrative on the website at heartcom.org/highstate.htm, this is the first the first part of this three-part series, goes into the greatest communications event in history. But this is just published July 11th by Martin Gage. If you're not familiar with him, this article goes into what is going on with this, you might say, info war between, you might say, the old paradigm and the new paradigm, you know, the old order, the new age order that is more cooperative than competitive, more unity and diversity rather than divide and conquer. So that article goes into it, this article, Greatest Communications Event in History. Some people are referring to this as the event. I'm going to provide an excerpt from that article. And he says, Martin says that, as the American Declaration of Independence asserts, when there is such an inequitous state of affairs, it is the right of the people to alter or to abolish it and to institute new government. Well, we are in the midst of exactly such an event with worldwide consequences. The present U.S. administration is a de facto military government with a civilian veneer to prevent panic. And it's engaged in a complete replacement of a failed and corrupt political establishment. You know, the swamp, so to speak, as Trump refers to it. And this process is a patient and judicial one, so as not to minimize the risk of violent civil conflict. In other words, this is a gradual process that we're seeing in the mainstream media with Trump administration gaslighting different issues, and the expression gaslighting is how he like stirs the pot and gets the mainstream media to jump in on these issues, which, with people worldwide waking up to the real story behind the scenes, that basically a power shift from top-down centralized programming of mainstream media to bottom-up decentralized interaction, communication. So we're looking at a process that's is shifting. It's from the top down to the bottom up, with decentralized interactive communications worldwide. And as this individual Martin Gates wrote back in December, what is transpiring is a second American Revolution, if not a global war of independence from a psychopathic criminal culture. Now, a lot of people don't understand how psychopathic this endless war and, you know, war profiteering and disease profiteering, you know, how serious the situation is, where there are vested interests, powerful special interests that have a vested interest in the creation and management of war and disease. And this is the psychopathic criminal culture. I mean, no thriller, and he goes on to say, this Martin Gates, no thriller or spy novel has ever come close to the tale that is unfolding. I mean, you certainly wouldn't dare to offer this tale as fiction, as it would be deemed far too implausible for public sale. I myself am beyond astounded at what is transpiring and find myself making unexpected new allies whilst old acquaintances seek their distance. And this is unquote. I mean, this has been an excerpt that I've been reading from Martin Gates from his Greatest Communications Event in History. So this is the dynamic. It's basically a power shift that's going on, and this has caused extreme polarization of the left and the right, so to speak, in personal and planetary hemispheres of the global brain field. Now, I'm going to go on to explain what I mean by this, but in general, we're talking about a polarization that includes negative rumors, violent riots, outrageous scandal, political upheaval, and spiritual warfare. And the divisiveness outpictured is between the willful ignorance frequencies of duh, and I'm going to repeat that, the willful ignorance frequencies of duh, which is an acronym for dense, unconscious, and heartless, and the willful enlightenment frequency of You might say the Holy Spirit of love and action, as in frequently, with a universal heartware interface for global telecom. Now, of course, in the copy, I provide links to the understanding of heartware as an interactive, a universal interface for global interaction in social networks. And again, those of us followed my show material and blog over this last year, since the first of the year, are well aware that there are technological capabilities for upgrading our five core internet freedoms, our five core constitutional freedoms, like a Bill of Rights for the internet. And this is the capability of the technology for communications, and why the vision alone can be the catalyst for a self-fulfilling prophecy for an upgrade of our social, political, and economic institutions. So we're seeing this polarization going on, deep state polarization, like a kind of a divide-to-conquer process, in order to sustain the deep state depression, which is, you know, through this divide-to-conquer Hegelian dialectic. I provide a link on that. For those who are not familiar with the Hegelian dialectic, you know, the creating and managing of crisis, war, terror, disease, you know, to maintain and create and manage fear and hatred, to counter a fearless faith uprising that claims the victory of all of us, you know, united sovereigns of earth with, by way of, you know, one law, kind of a common sense high state. So we're always hearing about the deep state. We never hear about the high state, you know, unity consciousness, common sense on a global level, what that will look like. I mean, for the same reason in psychology, you always hear about, you know, spectral autism. You never hear about full spectrum enlightenment. You know, and I'm going to be going into how so many of our systems have been reverse engineered to maintain and manage, you know, the sense of separation from unity consciousness, from common sense, the high state. And what we see is so many of these old paradigms, like our, for example, our horse and buggy representation system from going back to the revolution, you know, when, you know, this whole system of representative government, it's all based on, you know, horse and buggy, the systems of communication and transportation. Well, we're living in the space age now. I mean, you know, there's like there's new technologies and capabilities. Like I say, for instance, everywhere interactive, you know, mass-to-mass interaction, you know, with the language of light and language of consciousness for involving and evolving, you know, our individual and collective conscience, upgrading our five core internet freedoms in the way that creates a new paradigm of net reality with an ethical standard, cyber ethics, for upgrading our social conscience, you know, a high state of collective social conscience, individually and collectively. So this is the high state of what I refer to as high-touch, high-tech, highly personalized high-tech that involves and evolves our individual and collective social conscience with heartware. And I refer to this universal interface for global telecom, global telecommunications, telecommunity, teleconscience, telecare, telecommerce, and a free online, you know, healthcare database that, again, I refer to as global telecare. And I provide a link on that in the show notes, like I say, that will be with the podcast for those who want to process this information. If you're new to it and want in-depth information with the links I provided that give you might say, the backstory on this vision of the high state as compared to the understanding of the dystopia, disinformation, and dysfunction with, you know, what we're seeing, the disintegration of the deep state. So the deep state, you might say, is disintegrating, and what's needed is integration of a high state. And I refer to it as high-tech liberation of high-touch, TLC. Again, in telecommunications, telecommunity, teleconscience, telecare, telecommerce, with TLC at the heart of it. And then this is the prelude, this understanding of liberating high-touch TLC is prelude to a global process for culturing the high state of all of us, the United Sovereigns of Earth. You know, we're all, you know, either we all hang together or most assuredly we'll all hang separately. As understand Benjamin Franklin said at the signing of the Declaration of Independence, you know, when people were worried about, you know, we signed that declaration, you know, we're going to be hung for treason. And he's saying either we all hang together or we're all going to hang separately. Well, it's kind of like do or die for light and love on the planet right now. It's getting to that point. You know, we either all hang together with a higher standard of a high state of TLC, or, you know, again, we're going to be suffering the sinner saint syndrome of separation from, our highest and best. So this is the process is multifaceted, multidimensional process that's going on. It's a self-directing process, sometimes referred to as the sovereignty process, where we own our own lives. You know, whereby the best government is self-government. You know, for telecom unity, communication. You know, the heart of the word communications is coming into unity for telecommunity, and it's a self-correcting process as a learning process, as in, you know, the best education is self-education for teleconscience. I mean, lifelong learning, with net reality, you know, to know what we need to know and what we want to know and we need to know it. And the process is also a healing process. It's a self-perfecting healing process, as in the best health care is self-care, you know, own your own health, you know, telecare. And it's a self-fulfilling prophecy, as in culturing abundance. It's an abundance process. And this is back to the understanding of the best economy underwrites TLC, telecommerce. Cyber ethics. Cyber ethics is, you know, a higher standard of virtue in the communication process that, you know, we shape our environment, our environment shapes us, we shape our media with a vision of virtue and valor for the victory of cyber ethics, of ethics, of, you know, TLC, and then that shapes us. So this is the vision, understanding of telecommerce. So that's a kind of a big picture orientation to this concept of TLC as heart coherence. Now, I've provided links on this understanding of heart coherence, you know, that provides a video from the Heart Math Institute on the understanding of the frequency of holy compassion that is actually a golden ratio algorithm frequency of the heart rhythm. When it's in the frequency of holy compassion, joy, love, kindness, it's an actual frequency of the heart rhythm. In that frequency, and it's in a frequency that Dan Winter has pioneered the technology over the last 20 years that actually can monitor this, when you're basically in your heart or not. And again, it's a communications process that can be, it's a metric for measuring heart coherence that can be utilized with HeartWare, you know, which is this process, the fourth wave process of the computer internet revolution, that will, again, reference our minds and hearts and with the collective mass-to-mass communications process. And the vision of this, how quantum science has clearly demonstrated that heart coherence is the key to higher mental thought congruence. I mean, mind congruence follows heart coherence. I mean, since we think in images and symbols, you know, the left brain of associative feeling, you know, in the right brain, the balance of smart and heart ought to be a self-evident virtue. And we make that self-evident virtue, that self-evident truth, you know, the heart of a global, local, and global interactive communication process, and the result becomes a self-fulfilling prophecy of a balance of the hearts and minds of people locally and globally, you know, qualifying the communication processes with this hardware, this TLC, this heart coherence and mind congruence. So when I say TLC is the master's key to ascension of the divine feminine energies, I'm saying that this is what's needed to hold the balance for divine masculine energies of the Alliance and for the United Sovereigns of Earth. And in the larger scheme of personal and planetary evolution, the higher the concept of a universal interface for global interactive TLC, you know, tender loving care, kindness, you know, kind men among mankind, the greater the results. So raising that standard, you know, the high state of love, of heart coherence, of TLC, of cyber ethics, you know, the natural result is like a self-fulfilling prophecy. You know, the greater the results follow from the higher the concept of what that looks like, how that works. And what I'm saying is that, indeed, the Holy Spirit of love and action, you know, with a universal interactive interface, will transcend deep state depression. You know, on the way up is on the way out. You know, on the way up of the new paradigm is on the way out of the old. And I have an infographic that's actually from Abraham Hicks at this point in the blog that I'm going to quote. And to quote Abraham Hicks, he says, "There is a vibrational currency that buys things that money can't buy. Far more than money can buy, that vibrational currency will transform itself into any means that is important to you." And that's unquote. That's from Abraham Hicks. Now, what I'm saying is that is, I'm referring to the currency of conscience. This is going back to the law of attraction, you know, universal law. And a lot of people are familiar with the law of attraction. You know, what you think about, you bring about. You know, energy flows where attention goes. You know, pure intention focuses attention with love's retention for conscious ascension in a dimension of full comprehension, sometimes called 5D consciousness and beyond. You know, this multidimensional understanding with the currency of conscience that resonates with the high state. And, of course, the whole intention is more light and love, easier and faster. And that's kind of a simplistic way of putting it, but we're really talking about the real revolution is this evolution of consciousness along more enlightened lines that frame spiritual geometry or geometric order divinity or G-O-D, God, love, source. You know, basically there are laws for source, the source field, and the source field investigations by David Wilcock, who goes into this in great detail, in great depth, for understanding that there is a field of consciousness that we can all access through basically, you know, through this brain field that resonates on a high state with that higher field. And of course, lower vibrations resonate with the deep state. So the second part of this presentation goes into mindful mediation of the mass media to basically culture to involve and evolve the high state consciousness. You know, the higher this understanding of higher frequencies, as in frequently, or culturing enlightened social conscience in our global interactive social networks. And as I say, there's more than 3 billion netizens worldwide that are online and with different social networks that are interacting. And this has created general enlightenment, virtually a revolution, an evolution revolution in higher consciousness. And this has been prophesied for a long time. This is the time of revelations. This is the time, the fulfillment of times, when all the past is meeting the present, or the vision of the future, whereby we transcend the sense of separation and division, which is the cause of all suffering. And there's this general enlightenment process that basically raises the vision of a high state, of the high state of unity consciousness, of global common sense. I mean, it was common sense, Thomas Paine's common sense, that sparked the American Revolution, where global common sense is emerging now with more than 3 billion global netizens. And we're talking about a process that's involving and evolving our individual and collective conscience in social networks for like a full-spectrum enlightenment process. And this process is, you might say, I refer to it as information's ecology, you know, the recycling of general knowledge in the way that generates or empowers wisdom of the crowd, you know, with the heart, empowers wisdom with love, with the frequency of holy compassion, with heart coherence. So this process of mindful mediation of the mass media, where it's leading towards is new platforms for global interaction that involves and evolves our individual and collective consciousness. I mean, we have technologies such as Google and Facebook that have risen to the point, you might say, in the Peter Principle, to the level of their incompetence, where they began, like Google saying, you know, to do no evil was their motto. Well, they removed that motto here about a year ago, and many global netizens have become aware that both Google and Facebook have gone rogue as a kind of a tool for deep state policies of control without honor of core constitutional values of open, transparent representation of public interest. I mean, this is serious stuff that I've been reporting since the first of the year that's been going on. I mean, these big tech monopolies have an absolute power that has become corrupted absolutely. Now, I'm not talking about across the board, but in many regards, there's this set netizens worldwide, you know, online netizens worldwide are watching how many independent voices that deserve to be heard are being blacklisted, blocked, or otherwise censored by Google and Facebook technocrats. And this technology results from corporatocracy and the corporate law that values the interest of stockholders before the public whenever profits are at stake. So deep state profit of the corporatocracy, which virtually makes a killing on war, disease, and environmental destruction, is being disrupted by disclosure of high-tech capabilities to transcend the domination of big media, big pharma, big banks, big tech, and the big war military-industrial complex that are all in collusion with big government. So this is a process that's been going on, and this deep state of institutionalized corruption has given personhood to corporations, which are soulless legal entities that, according to established commercial law precedents, can put stockholders before the public when their profits are at stake. I mean, they are self-serving first and foremost. The public is not well served. And I don't know if you remember the movie called Network back in 1976, but to quote from that movie, there was a quote that from Network that says, "There are no nations, there are no peoples, there is only IBM and AT&T, AT&T and DuPont, Dow, Union Carbide, Nexon. Those are the nations of the world today. The world is a collage of corporations inexorably determined by the immutable bylaws of business," unquote, corporate law, business. Of course, today, that was back in 1976. Today, they would include Google and Facebook and big tech, as well as big oil, big banks, and big media, and big government, and the big war military-industrial complex. So the point is that we're at a serious turning point in global civilization, and our institutions are failing as our nation is being plundered. There's a disintegration process going on in the old paradigm and an integration of the new paradigm. And technocrats which are subservient tools of the plutocrats and the corporatocracy. The technocrats are like licking their chops as politicians drive society into failure and chaos, because you're not hearing politicians who are basically underwritten and financed by, you know, the basically they're bought off by the powerful corporate lobbies, you know, largely that we're seeing. You know, this is compounding the problem. And incompetence, and this is a quote from Charles Hugh Smith from an article above that I just referenced, how our institutions are failing as our nation is plundered. He says that incompetence has been institutionalized and is now the accepted norm. And he goes into this in detail, and to make the point of that with an infographic, I use this graphic of Chris Hedges, who is a brilliant, he was a war journalist, and he's kind of a social conscience journalist. And he says, to quote, "We now live in a nation where doctors destroy health, lawyers destroy justice, universities destroy knowledge, the press destroys information, religion destroys morals, and banks destroy the economy." Now, he's making a point kind of to the extreme here that we're looking at the inversion, subversion, and perversion of our core social, political, and economic institutions, because the power of money and power above all for the empire, for the deep state, for profits before people, you know, corporate law, whenever profits are at stake, shareholders come before the public, it's causing an inversion and subversion and perversion of our core constitutional principles. The corporations, even by the Supreme Court, has been granted personhood by the Citizens United decision here back in 2011. Actually, right in our face, you know, granted personhood to the corporations, which are impersonal. And basically the opposite of constitutional law is corporate law. Constitutional law is up by and for the people. Corporate law is up by and for the corporations. So we've got this dynamic that is subverting, you know, the high state to maintain the status quo of the deep state. And the longer that Google and Facebook delay their systemic upgrade of social networks in alignment with these five core internet freedoms, the sooner that new platforms will emerge to network for the net worth of net reality with TLC, hard coherence, love, you know, easier, more light and love, easier and faster for a conscientious evolutionary ascension. So this is a process going on. And we're talking about the co-creating of mindful, common sense virtues, conscientious resonance with the higher self and with the high state of the higher self collectively, seizing the high ground of by and for inspired vision of virtue and valor for the victory of the high state that naturally neutralizes deep state depression. This is the process from pure intention to ascension. Again, pure intention focuses attention via love's retention for healing comprehension, you know, common sense of the fifth dimension, the creative ascent process. And we're talking about a process for empowering wisdom with heart coherence, the balanced threefold flame of universal law language, governing personal and planetary co-creation in the image and spirit of God, love, source. Now, again, I'm using keywords that I have hyperlinked in the show notes. Those who listen to this and follow this in the future from the podcast will have the show notes. We'll be able to click on the links for these three parts and be able to go more into depth with this narrative. And, of course, you'll be able to pause the podcast and watch the videos or read the links and make a, you know, conscientious study of what I'm referring to here, because we're talking about huge drama, global transformation from the deep state to a high state. And there's not many people talking about it or addressing it, you know, for understanding. And There's nothing more valuable than a vision, the virtue for the with valor for the victory of this, you know, global evolution, revolution higher in higher consciousness. So we're talking about a process here about integrating components to the capstone, this creative ascent process. And I'm referring to an understanding of the archetypes of the of what Jung referred to the archetypes of the collective unconscious, and to understand, you might say, the operating system for conscious evolution, spiritually, mentally, emotionally, and physically. And in psychology, these archetypes represent, you know, basically the four lower bodies, spiritually, mentally, emotionally, and physically, which is also represented in the archetypes in alchemy, astrology, theosophy, and numerous other ancient classical maps of consciousness in terms of fire, air, water, and earth, or government, education, healthcare, and the economy, as well as spiritually, mentally, emotionally, and physically. There's like parallel understanding of these archetypes, which, again, we're talking about the operating system for not just hardware, but these understanding the components to the capstone for 5D, five-dimensional consciousness, because we're talking about a dimensional shift. This is what's going on as our solar system enters the deep space energies of Aquarius for the next 2,000 years. So if you agree that the best government is self-government, you know, personal sovereignty with well-informed choice, and that the best education is one's self-education, you know, lifelong learning with global internet reality, and that the best health care is self-care, you know, well-informed health sovereignty to own your own health, then you truly think for yourself. And otherwise, you don't own your own lives and are virtually slave to a system that limits freedom for security until both are compromised. And this is, again, something Franklin talked about in the revolution, you know, the new America, the American Revolution back then, where we're talking about a global revolution in higher consciousness now, where it's the same principles are operant. And, of course, if you get into the astrology of it, Pluto has come around over these 200 and so many years since the American Revolution, and is back in Pluto's back in Capricorn, which is this whole energy of God power and the transformation, you might say, a power shift, as at the time of the American Revolution, from top down to bottom up, you know, of vine for the people. So we're talking about a collective choice between the high state of self-sovereignty or for self-elevation or the deep state corporatocracy cabal that rigs the system to privatize profit and power to control while socializing whatever the cost. And this current system is pathological, folks, but it can and must change for the better. I mean, too many people are sick and dying due to human greed and sociopathic hubris. And there's a whole process that's going on globally, behind the scenes largely, you know, that is this transformation, the process transmuting, you know, the deep state into a higher state. And we're talking about the choice, the sovereignty, freedom of choice that's rather self-evident considering the U.S. founders' intent for a system of public representative self-governance and how the quickening of global social conscience compels your present self to project your future self and then live up to this vision. In other words, everyone has their unique soul contracts. And as people wake up worldwide, the reason they came into embodiment at this time, you know, to fill their highest and best soul contract and to live up to the vision of that, this is the dynamic that's going on. A lot of people are waking up to their divine plans, their highest and best purpose. And we're talking about a virtue, which is this self-governing sovereignty, you know, with this choice to be all that you truly can be. And there's a quote that kind of embodies this understanding. It's the source of this is unknown, but it says, quote, to love yourself so others love you. Believe in yourself so others believe in you. Respect yourself so others respect you. In short, the way you treat yourself sets standards for others. So love divine love, cosmic love, is the key to our sovereignty. And self-government begins with one's self-image and self-esteem, you know, how you see yourself and feel about yourself. And high self-image is like the kind man of God love who sees God love at the heart of all mankind. And high self-esteem says that, you know, I am, I can, I will, and by the grace of love, done deal. You know, winning from the beginning, fantastic, and getting better. And it's the synergy of this high self-image and high self-esteem that co-creates a high state and an attitude of gratitude for winning from the beginning of a vision of virtue and valor, for the victory of love for oneself and others. This brings us to part three, Alliance Ascension Process Unveiled. And the whole point here is that the ascension isn't getting out of here. It's about being fully present here and now, and loving ourselves through this process is the bravest thing that we will ever do, loving ourselves through this process. Now, this process is going to be disrupting of the status quo, as there's ongoing disclosure of extremely advanced technologies as Trump's space forces are unveiled. Now, some of you may have followed this last month. This was the big news. Trump came out. Of course, he says a lot of things that people think are crazy. And he talked about, that he's going to initiate, the space forces. And people say, well, what's that about? And the media hasn't touched on it at all. However, the alternative media, I should say the mainstream media hasn't touched on it at all or gone into it, but there's an unveiling of the secret space forces with big drama. I mean, the once secret space program that's far in advance of NASA's limited hangout is now being unveiled in spite of deep state resistance and resentment that's trying to hold that line on this shift to this understanding of extremely advanced technology that could be used for global community evolution of consciousness, the healing of our bodies, life extension, amazing breakthroughs. This high state of global dimensional shift is transmuting deep state paradigm paralysis. This is the process I've been referring to. This is a major process, a major shift. And as the veil thins by way of galactic alignment with the quantum field of Aquarius, the shift to higher Schumann resonance frequencies in the Earth, as resonates with our higher alpha theta brainwaves, is co-creating the first glimmerings of effective sensory perception, ESP. There's nothing extra about it when you've got it, and this is what's been going on in the collective consciousness of global humanity. It's the, when I say the first glimmerings of effective sensory perception, or ESP, the veil is thinning. People are waking up to the reality of these technologies that could liberate health and peace on the planet and global social conscience and social networks. And this, in the meantime, this is a cause of a lot of cognitive dissonance, because people are waking up to a lot of what I call instant karma for SIN, sin as far as stuck in negativity, as we put off the old self and put on the higher self that is more kind and less blind. And there's a shift that's going on. Are people waking up to problems as they never knew existed with the deep state? And, of course, there's a lot of contention that the deep state, saying that all this stuff about the deep state is fake news. Well, the whole exposure about the deep state is because they are fake news. So, excuse me. So there's a frequency upgrade going on in the Schumann resonance of the Earth, in the brainwaves of our consciousness, and it's demanding a new response ability. You know, the key to responsibility is the ability to respond at a higher level of individual and collective soul contracts for those who are here now. I mean, we're thick in the judgment of revelations, the ascension two-step, I call it. You know, it's like a dance, two steps forward and one step pause. And this is the co-creation process as we dance on the cusp of the Aquarian age of quantum net reality. And I refer to this as the Keepers of the Frequency, you know, the KOF Alliance, Keepers of Frequency. And this is an informal social network of affiliates, cultural creatives, and light servers who have pure intention to focus attention with love's retention for ascension in a dimension of cosmic 5D comprehension, dimensional shift, you know, comprehension. And, I mean, this is what Keepers of the Frequency do. And their understanding here is that paradise is not a place, it's a state of consciousness. So there's a global revolution in higher consciousness that is creating potentially a whole new paradise that could quickly mature on Earth with quantum age dynamics of new science with biomimicry, epigenetics, plasma physics, and the rise of the divine feminine energies for personal and planetary co-creation by way of the law of one, the law of 2-in-1, 3-in-1, 4-in-1, 5-in-1, 5D conscience. And I provide links going into this. I need to do a wrap, and you can read the final summation statements where I kind of summarize these whole points of this process of global transformation of consciousness through communication processes, the language of consciousness, the language of the angels of love, the law of the angles of God, geometrically ordered divinity. And again, this is kind of summation and review of things I've been referring to since the first of the year with 2018 Global Upgrade. But just basically do a wrap in this regard now, and thank you for listening. And basically keep the faith, see the good, you know, make it so, you know, more light and love, easier and faster, and for happy trails until we meet again. I will see you in a couple of weeks, and take care. God bless. Bye-bye.
May the quickening and awakening of consciousness begin with you and your own personal evolution in higher consciousness. Thanks again for listening to Cosmic Love.